Hello, my dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show, where we help you navigate your career and personal growth journeys. I'm your host, Kapil Gupta, and today we are diving into a topic that affects us all, bad habits. And we all have them, but recognizing and steering clear of the worst ones can significantly enhance our productivity, health, and overall happiness. So let's explore the top 10 bad habits you need to stay away from and how you can effectively avoid them. Hello all, I'm Kapil Gupta, founder of Study Abroad Academy. I'm on a mission to coach and mentor 100,000 high school students and help them realize the dream of studying in the best universities of the world and build happy and successful careers for themselves. Bad habits. Yes, that's the topic for the day. And they are those pesky behaviors we know we shouldn't engage in, but somehow find ourselves repeating. Whether it's procrastination that delays our important tasks or the allure of unhealthy eating habits, these behaviors can seriously hinder our progress and well-being. Imagine what you could achieve if you could eliminate just a few of these bad habits from your life. Today, we'll not only identify these habits, but also provide you with a practical template to avoid them. So, let's get started. First one, procrastination. Imagine you're a student with a big exam coming up. Now, instead of studying, you decide to watch just one episode of your favorite show. Now, one episode turns into a binge-watching marathon. And before you know it, it's midnight and you haven't opened the book. Now, procrastination is a thief of time. Yes, it's the habit of delaying tasks that need to be done, often until the last minute. Now, this habit can significantly hamper your career growth and productivity. Imagine you have a major project due at work, but instead of starting it right away, you keep putting it off. Days pass and the deadline looms closer, increasing your stress and decreasing the quality of your work. Now, procrastination can sneak into your daily routine in various ways, such as spending too much time on social media, getting lost in unnecessary tasks, or simply feeling overwhelmed by the magnitude of the work ahead. Now, this habit creates a cycle of stress and rushed work, which can lead to burnout and lower job performance. Now, how to overcome this? So let's get to that first. Like, break tasks into smaller steps, because large projects can be overwhelming. Now, breaking them down into smaller, more manageable tasks would be a great idea. Now, this makes it easier to start and maintain momentum. Then, one needs to set clear deadlines. Having this helps create a sense of urgency and can motivate you to begin working. Then, try to identify what commonly distracts you and take steps to remove these distractions from your work environment. Now, techniques like the Pomodoro technique, where you work for 25 minutes and then take a 5-minute break, can help maintain focus and productivity. Now, when you explore my channel, you'll find a separate podcast based on the Pomodoro technique as well. Then give yourself a small reward after completing a task. This can be as simple as a short break, a treat, or some time to relax. Then, habit number two, unhealthy eating habits. Yes, let's talk about John, a software developer who often skips breakfast and relies on fast food for lunch and dinner due to his busy schedule. And now I'm sure many of you would be doing the same thing. Over time, he notices weight gain and feels more fatigued. Now, unhealthy eating habits can have a profound impact on both our physical health and on our career. Eating junk food, skipping meals, or indulging in unhealthy snacks might seem harmless, but over time, these habits can lead to serious health issues and decreased productivity. Healthy eating habits are not just about maintaining a good physique. They're essential for overall well-being and optimal performance in your career. When you fuel your body with the right nutrients, you're better equipped to handle stress, stay focused, and perform at your best. And by making small changes to your diet, you can see a significant improvement in your energy levels, mental clarity, and productivity. Remember, your body is your most valuable asset, and taking care of it through healthy eating is an investment in your career and future success. Now, moving on to habit number 3, lack of exercise. A lack of exercise can have a significant impact on both your physical health and career success. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in work and neglect physical activity. However, regular exercise is crucial for maintaining a healthy body and mind, which in turn enhances your performance at work. And now, how to avoid this bad habit? Because regular exercise is not just about staying fit. It's about enhancing your overall quality of life and career success. When you take care of your physical health, you're better equipped to handle the demands of your job and achieve your career goals. And by making exercise a regular part of your routine, you can improve your energy levels, mental clarity, and productivity. It's an investment in your health and career that pays off in the long run. Remember, a healthy body supports a healthy mind, and together they can drive you towards career excellence. Now, coming to habit number 4, overuse of social media. Now, let's talk about Ankit. Now, he realizes he spends hours scrolling through social media every day. This habit not only eats into his productive time, but also affects his mental health. And in this digital age, social media has become an integral part of our lives. While it has its benefits, such as staying connected with friends and family and keeping up with the latest news and trends, overuse, like Ankit does, can be detrimental to your productivity, mental health, and of course, overall well-being. Now, how to avoid this? Because we should set specific times for social media use and use apps that limit screen time. So that is like managing social media usage, because it's not just about cutting down screen time. It's about reclaiming your life and prioritizing what truly matters. And by reducing the overuse of social media, you can enhance your productivity, improve your mental health, and foster more meaningful relationships. Now, coming to bad habit number 5, that is negative thinking. Now, it is one of the most insidious habits that can undermine your success and happiness. It often goes unnoticed because it can be deeply ingrained in our subconscious. However, the impact it has on our mental health, relationships, and career can be profound. Now, let's delve into how to overcome it. Because overcoming negative thinking is crucial, because it directly impacts our potential for success and happiness. By cultivating a positive mindset, you can improve your mental health, enhance your relationships, and increase your productivity. This transformation not only benefits you personally, but influences those around you positively. Now, coming to bad habit number 6, that is poor time management. Now, it is a significant hindrance to your achieving success, both personally and professionally. It affects productivity, increases stress, and can lead to missed opportunities. Understanding how to manage your time effectively is crucial for anyone aiming to reach their goals. Now, coming to how to improve your time management skills. So I would say, prioritize tasks based on importance and urgency. Use techniques like earlier mentioned, the Pomodoro technique, to manage your time effectively. Improving your time management skills is essential because it directly impacts your ability to achieve your goals. By managing your time effectively, you can increase productivity, reduce stress, and create a better work-life balance. This not only enhances your personal and professional life, but also opens up more opportunities for growth and success. Now, coming on to bad habit number 7, that is impulse spending. Now, it is a common habit that can significantly impact your financial health and long-term goals. It involves making spontaneous purchases without prior planning or consideration of the consequences. And it is very, very important to curb this habit to achieve better financial stability. But how to do that? So I would say, because we must create a budget and then stick to it. Wait 24 hours before making any non-essential purchase to ensure it's something you really need. Now, impulse spending, because it sabotages our financial well-being and hinder ability to achieve long-term goals. By recognizing this habit and taking proactive steps to control it, one can improve financial health, reduce stress, and even build a more secure future. Developing mindful spending habits is essential for anyone looking to achieve financial stability and success. Now, coming to bad habit number 8, that is neglecting sleep. Now, neglecting sleep is one of the most detrimental habits you can develop, especially in today's fast-paced world where the pressure to succeed often encourages burning the midnight oil. Now, while sacrificing sleep might seem like a shortcut to productivity, the reality is quite the opposite. Now, how to prioritize good sleep hygiene, which can transform our personal and professional life? So I would say, establish a regular sleep schedule. Ensure your sleeping environment is comfortable and free from distractions. Sleep is a fundamental pillar of health and well-being. Prioritizing sleep not only enhances our cognitive functions and physical health, but also improves our emotional resilience and overall quality of life. So by recognizing the importance of sleep and making it a priority, we can boost our productivity, achieve career goals, and maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Now, coming to poor habit number 9, that is avoiding responsibilities. Now, it is a habit that can stealthily undermine your career and personal growth. It's easy to fall into the trap of procrastinating on important tasks, shifting blame onto others, or simply ignoring duties that seem overwhelming. However, this behavior can have far-reaching negative effects on your relationships, reputation, and overall progress. Now, how to embrace accountability that can transform our life? So I would say, face responsibilities head-on. Break them into manageable parts and tackle them one at a time. Taking responsibility is a cornerstone of personal and professional success. It builds trust, fosters growth, and enhances problem-solving skills. By embracing your responsibilities, you can transform your work ethic, improve your relationships, and set yourself on a path to achieving your goals. Now, coming to the end, the last one, ignoring self-care. Now, ignoring self-care is a habit that many people, especially career-focused individuals, often fall into. It might seem like pushing yourself to the limit and sacrificing personal time that will help you achieve your goals faster. But in reality, neglecting self-care can have serious repercussions on your physical health, mental well-being, and once again, overall productivity. Now, we must be giving it a priority because it can significantly enhance our life and career. So, schedule regular self-care activities like hobbies, relaxation techniques, and social interactions. Prioritizing self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It ensures you have the physical energy, mental clarity, and emotional resilience to handle life's challenges and excel in your career. And by taking care of yourself, you're investing in your long-term success and happiness. Now, if I want to conclude this podcast, I would say eliminating bad habits isn't easy, but it's one of the most impactful challenges you can make for your personal and professional growth. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. Start small, be consistent, and celebrate your victories along the way. And by taking steps to overcome these habits, you'll open up new possibilities and pave the way for a more productive, healthy, and fulfilling life. So if you have questions, suggestions, or just want to say hello, feel free to reach out. I'm here to help and engage in meaningful conversations with you. There's a link in the description of the podcast that can help you connect with me. I would like to welcome all my dear listeners to connect with me on Instagram every Sunday at 10 a.m. in my program Open House with Kapil Gupta. So join me to have a heart-to-heart talk. And if you have found value in the podcast, help us reach more listeners by sharing with your family, friends, and colleagues who might benefit from our discussions. Now, it's your turn. Take a moment to identify one bad habit you want to eliminate from your life. Share it with us on social media using the hashtag #KapilGuptaCareerPodShow and let's support each other in this journey of self-improvement. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more insightful episodes. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for excellence. Thank you.